released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the We Identify podcast, part of the Who's Your Daddy podcast network on ahistorywithgod.org. I am your host, Tyler Drury. Welcome, babies of all ages. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, children. Because I've been welcoming babies, we've been welcoming the ladies and the gents, but we haven't been welcoming children. So we're going to welcome children today, even though a baby is a child, it's a very, 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 very young child. So we're going to welcome the other children that have not been mentioned. So welcome to the We Identify podcast. We've got a hot episode today. Not so much reading from the book, though, you know, I stand on the book, stand on the word of God, stand firm on the word of God, believe that it's the final authority. I believe that it is the very power of God. I believe that in the word of God rests healing, in the word of God there is salvation. But today we're welcoming a guest, and I believe this is the first guest on the We Identify podcast. I'm going to introduce him as I continue to speak. He's a man of royalty from the British Empire. He is a man after God's own heart. We're welcoming the Duke of Yorkshire today. Duke, welcome.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
So how did we meet? Why don't you explain that first? How did you and I meet?
Well, it was back when you were part of Youth Avenue TV, if you remember. Back when you were part of the ministry under James Okore, and I came around and met and was part of a few videos, and we really kicked it off then.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Like, you know, who are you? How old are you? How long have you been a Duke? Have you been a Duke forever? Was it something you were born into? Like, what's the stitch when it comes to the Duke of Yorkshire?
Well, it's something I've really inherited, to be honest with you. You don't just become a Duke. You inherit the title, and I've been walking in it since birth, to be honest. I've been walking in royalty. I am royalty, and so are you. And so is everyone listening to this who is a child of God. We are all royalty because we are children of the Most High, children of the King, and as such, ought walk as royalty.
Right. Well done. Well done. Well said. So, what do you do? What does a Duke do? What are the dukely duties of the Duke of Yorkshire?
Well, one of them is prayer.
Wait a minute. So one of your duties is prayer?
Indeed.
How is one of your duties prayer? That stupefies me a little bit.
Stupefies, that's a funny word. Funny that you would choose that word. But so you see, it's our responsibility as royal children to pray, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we are righteous royalty. So we ought pray. It's communication with our Father. It's praying to see the will of God done on the earth. I believe it's in the book of Matthew where it says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But how is that will done? It's done by carrying out the will of our Father. It's done by living the life that our Father called us to live. It's done by walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. It's done by stretching forth our hand to heal. It's stretching forth his hand to heal, as said in the book of Acts. It's done by doing the works and greater works than Jesus did, because he goes back to his Father. So prayer really is the key duty that I have. And yes, that's to answer your question. Prayer is the number one duty that I have. Another duty as Duke that I have. I'm a father as well.
Really? I'm a father too. When did you become a father?
Last year, January 26th, 2017.
Me too. What's your son's name?
Oh, his name is Jeremiah Isaiah.
Get out. There must be something about that name, because I named my son the exact same thing.
Interesting. Really interesting, really prophetic, to be honest with you, really declarative, really prophetic in nature. Both of our sons are destined for greatness. We set them up, didn't we?
We sure did set them up with those names. It's interesting that we're best friends. We named our child the same name, and we both have prophetic calls over our lives. So you as the Duke of Yorkshire, you as a father, you as a man of God, what are some things that is a pet peeve of yours? And then we'll get to some things that you like.
One pet peeve that I have is when the children of God are not walking in their calling. And we don't walk in our calling because we're ignorant sometimes of that calling. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And as such, some of the people of God are not walking in the fullness of what they're called to walk in because of a lack of knowledge. And where do you find that knowledge? In the Word of God, by spending time with God, by fellowshipping with God, by seeking out the Lord's heart. You start to learn more of what your calling is so you can walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you've been called. A lot of us aren't walking worthy of the vocation because we don't know the vocation of our calling.
That's very interesting and well put. That's one of my pet peeves also, actually. And it's something that I even fell into in times past where I just didn't know. Because I wasn't seeking God for my calling. I wasn't seeking God for what He created me to do. I wasn't asking God, you know, I wasn't saying, God, you created me for what? And when I asked Him that, He said, you were created for my good pleasure.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we were created for His good pleasure, to do the works that He did and greater works than those, because Jesus now is seated at the right hand of the Father. And now it's up to us. I cut you off, didn't I?
You did, but I'm going to let you continue.
Thank you. It's up to us now to stretch forth our hand, because as we stretch forth our hand, that's stretching forth the hand of God. I'm going to read it in the book of Acts. It says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus Christ. See, the thing is that many of us know situations where a situation needs a touch from God, where a situation needs a visitation from God, and God is seated. So who is the one who needs to visit? You, I, other children of God. Why? Because God lives within us. God's throne is enthroned in our hearts. The Holy Spirit lives within us, which is the very dunamis power of God. And people, as the children of God, need to know that you have the right to stretch forth your hand and see healing manifested.
Boy, Duke, you're right on the money, because some of the past podcasts I've done have spoken just of this, exactly about this, the rights of the children of God, that we need to be walking in our rights. We need to be walking in our calling. We need to be healing people. Why? Because God did. And as He is, so are we. We need to walk in healing because as He is, so are we. We need to be walking in miracles, signs, and wonders because as He is, so are we. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow after the believer.
You're right on the money there, Tyler.
Thank you, Duke. It feels good to be right on the money.
Well, you hit you hit it, sir.
But to continue, because we can go on about thanking each other.
Yes, you're welcome.
I didn't say thank you to receive a you're welcome.
Well, I gave you a you're welcome nonetheless.
Thank you, Duke, very much. You're very candid, aren't you?
Yes, I can be. I have to be as the Duke of Yorkshire. I have to be very candid and straight to the point, because the things that I say are powerful, and the things that I say have meaning, just like the things you say are powerful. The things that you say have meaning. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we need to be really spot on when we're talking.
Well done. Well said. Well, Duke, it's been a pleasure having you. I can't wait to have you on again. Maybe you even can do a few podcasts here and there in the event that I may be absent, because I'm sure the listeners would love to hear more revelation coming from not just me, but from another perspective, from the perspective of what someone who actually is a member of the royal family.
Yes, interesting. But so are you. So don't ever think that you're not a member of the royal family.
Amen, Duke. Amen. This has been... Actually, how about you sign us out, Duke?
I guess I'll take on that responsibility for once. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. I'm not your host. I've been the co-host, the Duke of Yorkshire. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Remember, stay blessed, because you already are blessed. You're more than courageous. You're more than conquerors to the very righteousness of God.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.